Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, welcome back here for the 7 o'clock hour. Hope everybody's doing great out there during the holiday season. As we continue on, last night, boy, we found out what life without Bam Adebayo is going to look like, as it wasn't real pretty a lot of different ways. And then, oh, by the way, Jimmy Butler was out again, and you got kicked around pretty good by the Cavs, who are just used to getting their butts kicked by the Miami Heat. And then on top of that, I mean, I could throw out all these bad stats defensively. Cavs come in here and shoot 54% as a team and knock down more than 50% of their threes and out-rebound the Miami Heat 46-28. And I'm not even going to get into Duncan Robinson got shut out last night.
Yeah, he's been struggling lately.
Man, you know? Those threes are not going in. Now shooting has been one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA the last couple years. Got himself a nice big contract. It's still early in the year. It's not gloom and doom.
But
31.8% shooting on threes.
Got to have better numbers than that. Got to. You're the guy now.
Especially when all your guys are right. You're out and you're missing 40-something points. You just expect them. By the way, Lowry wasn't much better. He was 2-for-9 last night. Everybody knows how this thing works, man. Your role players did a nice job. Actually, your bench was fine last night. Those guys gave you what you expect. They really did. But you look at the guys that have to step up, and this is the thing with the NBA. I think you see it a lot. Top two guys out or top two of the three guys out, and you struggle. And then all of a sudden your defense doesn't look as good. Percentages go down, the rebounding, everything, and all those stats that we threw at you mean you got your butt kicked pretty good last night. And by the way, it looked a lot like the last game, if we're to really be honest, as far as being down 20 and same kind of problems. Not everybody's a frontline star guy, man. Not everybody can be those guys, and just how much they are missed right now. And I know Spo's going to say, hey, no excuses. Got to play with our guys. We can still play better defensively. We can still do more things, but it's tough when the Duncan Robinson is a mystery, just because he works really hard on a shot.
Yeah, but for him to get nothing in the game and give you absolutely nothing, that's the problem there also. It'd be different if he had 10 points, 11 points, they still lost, and you're like, all right, Duncan's got to pick it up a little bit. But last two games, what is he, 1-15 from three-point land? Like, he is struggling right now. He needs to get out of this rut a little bit for this team, especially now with Bam missing as much time as he's going to miss. A lot of scoring from other guys right now. This is when you really need it.
Well, so that goes back to my point, though. It's easy to say you need a lot of scoring from a lot of guys. You're asking a lot of guys who've never done a lot of scoring to score. You're asking reserves and role players to all of a sudden be front line, like they're going to go out and can hit you 30 points like Jimmy Butler and 25 like Bam.
I'm just expecting more than 7 combined points more than
Lowry
and Robinson.
Those guys got to be better.
Right. Yes. Like, I mean, it's not Caleb Martin. It's not Gabe Vincent or Strus off the bench. Those guys, when you get points from them, especially the way you did last night, would you get 32 points from those three guys off the bench last night? I'm talking about the guys that you're depending on. You're depending on Duncan Robinson to put up some numbers each night. Not 30 points, that's fine, but a little bit better than 0. And Kyle Lowry with 7, especially with those two guys out. I mean, that's your third best. It's him and Tyler. That's your 3 and 4, especially. When those two guys are out, that's your 1 and 2.
Yep. And they did not. Tyler came back and shot the ball okay on his shooting night. But yeah, the other guys just you didn't get much there. So it's see how long it goes before Jimmy. I just think Jimmy being back, even with Bam out now for up to 6 weeks or so, just getting Jimmy back whenever they're saying he might be out a couple more games, but getting him back will really make a big difference.
Just stay afloat. Don't dig yourself such a big hole.
I don't. With those two, you know what, Zach? It just looks like the East. It just, you look at the records. Everybody's a 500 or game or two or three over. So yeah, you're right. Just don't get
just
too.
Don't dig too big of a hole. You're gonna lose some games.
Sloppy.
I get it. Right.
All right. Listen, we got a lot of other stuff here going on this morning as well as we were talking before about all this University of Miami stuff, and a lot of former players believe that a former guy will come back here if given the chance and everything's in place, especially if former guys are above him and working with him. Now, I don't know the relationship with Mario and Alonzo, except I know they both went to Columbus. I have not taken the time to look at the years to see what the difference in age is. Did they play together? I have no idea. Gino Toretta, same situation. All the guys are getting older, man. You know, everybody's getting a little bit older these days, so I'm not sure with all those great teams and that great run that we had. And I get that a lot of guys have Mario's cell phone number, which – I don't know what the hell that has to do with anything, but I heard that last night. Like, they got a cell phone number. I go, that's great.
Right.
That's good. I'm guessing since he's in that business, everybody's got his number because he wants players, recruits, all of them to be able to text him and get a hold of him. So I'm not sure that's so top secret. So we'll see. And there's a lot of them believe, hey, man, Joe, there's a reason everything's going the way it is. Everybody's kind of waiting on this game tomorrow night between Oregon and Utah for the Pac-12 championship. And I said, so that's affecting the AD situation too? Okay.
I mean, it shouldn't.
It just.
It shouldn't.
And I have never heard. I've heard of guys asking guys to stay on when you get rid of a coach and you haven't made up your mind and going, hey, this is a crucial time. Hey, we're going to pay you X amount of dollars to coach the bowl game and be the leader on our recruiting going forward, and you're going to be on the staff. We've seen that. We've seen whoever the new coach, he's got to keep you. You're in the deal if you want to be here. But this thing that Manny Diaz is doing right now, out recruiting, recruiting like he's going to be here, is just really, really weird because I don't believe they've told him, Manny, 100%, we're getting an athletic director, but it doesn't matter who it is. You're the head coach. I don't believe they've told him that. I believe there's a chance it could happen. I do believe it could happen. But what a crappy situation to be in going out during this really important recruiting time, especially with all these coaches leaving and coming in. So everybody, all of a sudden, everything's opened back up, like those verbal commitments. How strong are you now? Guy's been recruiting you the last couple years. He's not there. Yeah, it's kind of a crucial time because you can't sit and bitch about, well, we got to have better recruiting classes, and then you put your coach in this situation. And to be honest, Manny's recruiting class last year was damn good. I mean,
some good players that came out of there,
it's
right?
It's damn good.
Yep.
And the year before was damn good. He's got guys, and he has said, well, and by the way, this is not up for debate, so I don't want to hear anybody, oh, they're not that good. Yeah, yeah. They found out through energy they got a frontline running back, they got a frontline quarterback, they've got some really good receivers. I mean, we were talking before last year, man, are we ever going to have some receivers besides Harley that can help us, man? Can we get three or four guys? Now you got him. Now you have him. And the upside of these three young guys that didn't even get to play, Brinson, who I think might be the most talented of the whole group, and George had some big plays, and Smith had some big plays. These three young guys, I think their upside, and they just teased this a little bit with a 39-yard play and 75-yard touchdown and a ridiculous catch that we saw Brinson make in the corner of an end zone. And so those are just tease jobs. And then – you throw in some of these other guys that they have, Restrepo. I mean, they – and now that they got their tight end coming back with the young tight end, which, by the way, I hope it doesn't hurt him because everybody seems to think he is going to be a star, your backup young guy who got limited time but still had some big plays.
Does anyone around that board of trustees table realize that the longer they wait, the more it's going to hurt the university? Like the longer they wait to put guys in place or at least make the decision on Manny? Instead of arguing at a table about who's the next guy or who
we like. I'm guessing since Barry
more,
said it's not a big deal that somebody told him this is not a big deal.
I don't understand how that could be a consensus thought around that table. If there's five people or 10 people or how many people are sitting there with Dr. Frank obviously somewhere near there, like no one's standing up and going, guys and women, men and women at the table, if we wait, this is going to hurt the program more than help, whether we get our hire or not. Like it's just going to hurt this program.
It's
you have no AD in place. You don't know about your head coach, and now you're getting into what? I mean, you're gonna have to Sunday. You're gonna figure out what bowl you're going to.
Well, and then who's on the staff going
right.
forward? Especially, I guess we're kind of waiting to see if the wide receiver coach is officially gonna be the offensive coordinator at SMU because everybody has said Coach Lashley has offered him. Likes what he's doing, and why not? You saw the development and the breakout season of Rambo coming here. By the way, how smart was that move by Rambo?
Oh, gee, it was.
Rambo's got another year left. There's no way he comes back. There's just right.
I just wouldn't think it after the season he had. I mean, you have to do that. What? Yeah, you know, that draft assessment when you find out. Like,
yeah, but no matter what they tell him, he can't do any more.
No, he can't. I mean,
Rambo can't go. Hey, Rambo, yeah. You didn't get a great grade from the NFL, even though you put up those monster numbers.
Right.
He can't go.
I mean, he set the school record. Like,
right.
Yeah, there's not really a whole lot.
No,
he goes
break
well,
his own record. That's it.
Doesn't matter if I'm a seventh round pick or if you're telling me I'm not getting drafted. I can't do any better. My ass needs to at least get in somebody's camp here. And
he'll get drafted, though, won't he?
He should.
Yeah, he's a pretty talented guy.
And he can run.
Right. We've said that before about guys.
We said it about one guy. And I was wrong.
Well, you got out of the business of that.
Got
right?
out of the business. That got me right out of the
draft expert
business,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what else Rambo could come back and do. I mean, besides break his own records.
And by the way, it is time for him to go. And they don't need to be – messing in transfer portal when it comes to those receivers. They got plenty of young guys, and they just need to grow those wings because they're going to be – it's a good batch. First time coming back going, hey, man, we got a lot of good young receivers. Good young receiver. I hope somehow they're able to kind of stay with that same offense. I love it. There were a lot of big plays in it. It was fun. It fit Tyler Van Dyke, who, by the way, is going to join us coming up this morning, actually going to join us in about an hour from now. So, yeah, there's a lot of good things going, and we got to have more recruiting classes that look like the last two and get this thing going, including those safeties. All three of those safeties look like you're going to have to find a way to play all three of them at the same time. That's how good I think they are. So, anyway, hey, we got a lot more stuff we'll get to. Dave Hyde's going to join us coming up here. We'll talk to Dave about the craziness of the U that he's been very critical, and I know he's been working real hard on trying to figure this thing out and what will Mario do. And we got a guy out there that's coaching in Mississippi kind of wondering and waiting to see if he's going to have a shot to get this job. Manny's out recruiting. Like, you can't make all this stuff up, man. You cannot make it up. Hey, right now, I'll tell you what else you can't make up. Great rates, low fixed rates at 2.5 right now. You can't make that up, but you got to hurry and do something about it. So if you're looking, you know, reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing, you need Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, especially if you're tired of dealing with banks who hard to get a hold of bankers. Second of all, they want all your information. They want to deal with perfect people, right? As low a risk as possible. And they're still backed up, so it's taken a long time to get approved. Michael Kotze can do it in half the time. And if your credit score's taken a little hit over the last year or two, don't worry about it. Michael Kotze can find creative ways to get you approved. I'm talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I'm not just talking about your average Michael. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. 25 years helping you. No runarounds, no nonsense. Just good old, you have a question, You want to get something done, he's there to get it done for you as quickly as possible, 7 days a week. Mike Okotsky had to break a date with his wife on a Sunday to help people get approved. Thank you, George, for sticking with him. Mike Okotsky and his wife, who's a very understanding lady. Hey, listen, the guy's really good. He wants to help you. These are low rates right now. It is time to buy. If you're renting, I can go on and on. Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Mike Okotsky. Here's his cell phone number. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 with any question you have. If you want to call or text, do it. Or you can go to choicemortgage.com and learn more about Mike Okotsky. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Without notice, he's an equal housing lender.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to our friend Dave Hyde from the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
He's been killing. By the way, Zach, he's been killing the University of Miami their handling of this.
Is he going to announce the
He's
the
just
new
been
AD right
blasting him.
Right.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Morning, Joe. I am. I have been blasting them. What is going on here? It's like I guess they're in a competition to be the last team, last program to do something.
Oh, they're going to get there. They're going to win that. Yeah, they're going to win that.
They've
Dave.
Got
Come
that.
On. We know that.
They've got that locked up, right. Man.
I mean, it was impressive. It was impressive with some of the schools that USC just made a program, a school-changing move, really, and shocked all of college football. LSU shocked next day by getting Brian Kelly from Notre Dame. And, you know, you talk about decisive and aggressive moves.
Yeah.
There they were. And, I expected something similar here. And I mean, they scheduled when to fire the athletic director. They've had time after it, and they're still interviewing candidates.
You got to give it till the end of the year. After you got to give it more time. It needs another 30 or 40 days. We got couple more assistant ADs out
right.
there. You know, New Mexico and a couple junior colleges out in California. There might be somebody out there. Yeah, it's ridiculous. By the way, I want to get into some stuff with you here real quickly. First of all, I keep hearing. If the right former players are in place, they believe they can get Mario Cristobal. I'm talking about Alonso and Gino, of course. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think they can get in a room or get him on the phone, but, you know, that's a long way from getting him. That's Hail Mary. I mean, you look at a team down at their own 45 thrown into the end zone, and that has about as much chance of getting it. The only mystery that is how much in his life and his wife's life and his family's life does he want to move back, because everything says Oregon, including Phil Knight, who will back up the Mintz truck to the Cristobal household and say, how much do you want? And that's what, when I keep reading, oh, Miami has to make him an offer, he can't refuse. Well, whatever offer they have, Phil Knight's going to – that's chump change, you know. So the only thing they have to offer is home. And the question is, you know, only the Cristobals know what that means and where they are, because, you know, they can't offer anything more than that.
But, Dave, can they offer a contract? Let's say they got in the room. Let's say those two guys get the job. Let's say they get that meeting like we're talking about. Let's say Mario – the family thing is hitting him, and he does want to come down here, but he wants to get paid like the other guys are. Can they offer him a 10-year, $95 million deal? Do you see Miami doing that?
Well, I tell you, everything I hear is money isn't an issue at Miami, which is shocking to me, because, I mean, they don't have the money that Alabama or Oregon or Ohio State or Michigan has, and yet everything I've been told by three or four people, and is money's not going to be an issue. So at some point, it has to be an issue. $9.5 million a year.
Right.
I mean, 10 years, $95 million. Those are numbers we don't really associate with the University of Miami sports. You know, USC is a comparative school as far as, you know, a private school in a big city, in a big conference. So we don't know what the dollar figure to Lincoln Riley is, but you know, USC, all their scholarships are endowed. They have a stadium on campus. It's a similar comparison to Miami, and yet entirely different. And you know, the one thing they wouldn't have to offer Mario Cristobal a plane like USC did Lincoln Riley. Say, hey, you have a plane at your disposal anytime. They just give him a limo. You can drive around town and see your people.
Yeah, you have to. Well, I look at. By the way, why is the AD thing just? I'm curious. Like after a while, these guys must all sound alike. I mean, you can only talk about the South Florida culture so much, and the high school, and we need somebody that's familiar with. After a while, that crap's getting old. Like, listen, man, I've been down here a long time. I've been around here, and it's getting old hearing that same stuff. Why is it so hard to find somebody that they all can like?
Well, the other question, Joe, is do they need the AD in place to make a decision on the football coach, or at least, you know, is Manny Diaz in or out? And that's the weirdest thing to me. And you've hit it pretty hard of Manny being out there recruiting, going into homes of kids and, you know, representing the program, him and his assistants, representing the school. And what an odd situation it is for him not to have been told 100% you are the coach for next year or you know, it's just uncomfortable. It's borderline unethical for him to be, I assume he's offering scholarships to players. I would be if I was him. I mean, you know, as I put in a column, possession is 99% of the law. He possesses a job. But it'd be nice for this school. I mean, this school turned its back on Manny really in the past month, I guess. I'd have to look at it. When's the Florida State game? But it's been weeks. Nobody's come out in support of him. They've let him twist in the wind. People have turned their back on him inside the school. And so either they got to come out and somebody has to say something regarding this. And that's the one that, look, they can go without an athletic director for as long as they want, but they have to come to a decision on the football coach at some point, the school president or all the people advising him have to come to a decision.
The big question in everybody's home, whoever that 17 or 18 year old is sitting with or 19 year old sitting with in that house that night on the recruiting trips, the one he's finally going to get, and he's getting from every head coach at every high school too, is, Manny, this is great, and I love what you're saying and selling. Hey, we live down here. We get it, what it offers, and being able to come home when you need to and all that stuff. But got to ask you, are you going to be around next year? Are you going to be the coach? And he can't give him an answer. I'm recruiting you like I am.
Are they waiting for Friday night's Oregon game to talk to Mario? Are they waiting for that domino to fall and then move on to Lane Kiffin? Is Lane Kiffin in the picture? Is this Manny's job right at this point? The silence at this point is deafening. Yeah.
Dave, don't you feel like, too, we talked about this morning, I don't know, but it just sure feels like not everybody's on the same page, from the people that have all the money to the two people working for the president to everybody in between that wants to have a voice. And I'm guessing anybody that's a board of trustee member that follows football and feels passionately about it probably has somewhat of a voice. They can't get everybody on the same page, and I'm wondering if it's not getting a little clicky. You got certain groups that like this guy and certain groups like that guy, and I'm not giving any money if you have him. I don't want that. Like, you feel that way a little bit too, Dave?
Well, I'm sure there has to be some disagreement. Inside. You know, Manny Navarro of The Athletic reported late last night that the New Mexico athletic director's out, that he withdrew his name. And so for Miami, and he was interviewing, he'd interviewed twice. Now, either that means, A, he didn't like what was going on here, or B, he was told he's not the guy. And usually when people start pulling out, it means they're about to make a decision. So I'm curious, you know, initially I was told when Blake James was fired, 2 weeks, we'll have somebody in place 2 weeks. And then it was, a couple more days. So, you know, maybe it's, we keep pushing it back. Yeah. Maybe it's today. But so you're right, Joe. There's something going on in UM of either disagreement or, just hesitation on making a decision.
Dave, you brought up something, you know, a decision can be made on Manny. Like, if I'm the athletic director or someone that might take that job, I want to make that decision on Manny. You know, like, I want to be able to make that decision whether I keep him or not. Obviously, with the Board of Trustees or a meeting with them, that's fine. But, like, if I'm going to take that AD job, if I'm one of these former players or the guy from New Mexico is now out, but if I want to be able to make that decision, I want to come into a job where that decision's already made. Don't you think that's what's kind of weird about not having someone there yet?
No, I don't. Because you can interview you've talked to the candidates here. You know what they think. So as long as that matches up with what you're going to do, you know, I have no problem. And the question is, if you're an incoming AD, is the first thing you want to do fire somebody, fire a prominent name? That'd be a little odd. So let the president do the dirty work. Let him say if they're going to fire. And at this point, I have no idea if this is Manny's job at this point or they're going to fire him. I have absolutely no idea. But why not have the president clear it out if they're going to do that? The AD can step in with a clean slate and hire his person and you move forward instead of, you know, the first thing the AD comes in here, gets his hands all bloody over a firing. So I can see a definite case for. I mean, if I was running the university, that's what I'd do. Move on. Let's go.
So let me ask you this one. This goes back to former players and understanding the culture and the stuff that I know Gino and Alonzo feel strongly about. Is there any kind of structure where one can be more the athletic director and one can be more of the, let's just call what it is, a general manager of the college football team, recruiter, whatever title you'd give Alonzo? Is there any way, or is there not enough athletic director-ish in there?
Yeah, I hear that is one of the discussions. Now, is that front and center? I don't know. Would Alonzo be good with that?
He'd be good at it.
Would Gino be good with it? I think they could work it out. I think they know each other enough to work it out. There is a danger in just relying on people you know. I'll say that. You know, the old school network. Let's go get our guys. There's a danger in that. And yet, look, Gino's been in the community for forever. His work and finances and all that is
right.
Well known and documented and very well thought of. And Alonzo, you know, one of the interesting things that's been brought up by a couple NFL guys, as these salaries get bigger and bigger in college football, is why don't they have a general manager of football in college like the pros? Why is it left to the coach to do everything? The head coach, and that's the way. So it'll be interesting. Is there a space for what you suggested, and what is a discussion?
Yeah.
I think in Miami, a sort of a general manager of football in college.
Yeah, I by the way, I don't have a problem because that's all we're talking about is Triple A Major League Football anyway. That's what college football is. I mean, I think everybody's kind of figured that out. We don't have to just hide behind student athlete all the time and stuff. We can stop doing that now. Hey, so the other thing is, we do know this about Alonzo. Alonzo's got an eye for talent because that's all he's done basically since he stopped playing is evaluate players. And all we're asking him to do is probably take it instead of from 20, 21, and 22-year-olds in college, move it into 15 and 16 and 17-year-olds. So I feel pretty good. Plus, he knows these schools. He knows this area. I mean, he grew up down here. This is where he's from.
Yeah, I was actually talking to Randall Thrill Hill the other day.
What Thrill say?
And,
what
and
the fastest man
and,
ever say?
He said he's shooting baskets at 112th and 184th down on South Dade, and here comes Alonzo, 18 or 17 or 16. How old when he moved into Miami? And that's the first day they those two met shooting baskets. So,
wow.
Yeah, he's been around here forever, and. You know, not only does he recognize talent, he knows how to develop talent.
Yeah.
He's been around every college program in the country and has watched kids grow up and good coaches develop them. So everything in a football department knows. The question with Alonzo is, as we mentioned, does he, you know, you can bring in administrators to help you, but that hasn't been his background, is running a, I mean, there are a lot of questions. Title IX, for instance, and running a athletic program, you got to be on top of stuff like that. Now you can hire people to do that, but that'd be an issue with him.
Dave, we didn't take care of anything. We just talked for.
We didn't.
It's kind of like talking to you at night.
I finished my wheels all week. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Trying to get out of that mud puddle right now, David. Thank you, man. I appreciate it very much. Hopefully, we know something. And on a serious note, by the end of the week, right? By the weekend when we see each other on Sunday, you go, hey, they got it done. That would be nice.
I would hope so. This is it keeps dragging out, and the longer it goes, I think I'm curious. Don't you think it's good for Manning as far as sticking around?
I do.
Yep.
I do feel that way. I'm not writing a check, but I do feel that way.
You're not. You're not sitting at that table,
David. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, yo.
Dave Hyde from the South Florida Sunset.
Damn it, we didn't get anything worked out. Gosh darn it, I was feeling really, really good. Hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to. We got Hollywood's headlines. Plus, we got a big tennis tournament going on here in town that we're going to get you caught up on, because if you like tennis, you're going to want to see some of the best young players in the world. We'll have more on that coming up. But first, I want to talk to you about a great charity down in Dade County. While we're talking a lot about Dade County today, I want to talk about Chapman Partnership and their two homeless facilities that have helped so many people get back on their feet and get back out of their homeless shelter, better known as Chapman Partnership, and the great work they've done. By the way, November was National Homeless Awareness Month, and it was a great one here. It really was. The awareness, the money, all the help that people wanted to give and found out just how great the two facilities are, Chapman Partnership and the work they're doing. And by the way, it's everything. It's so much. When I say Chapman Partnership, oh, I've seen homeless facilities, and they're all over the country. Not like Chapman Partnership, because ours are about helping people get back out on their feet, get them towards a self-sufficient life through comprehensive care. That's what they have. They have all these in-house programs from doctors that come in. Mental health's a big problem for the homeless. And they're doing great work with that to start with. And next thing you know, people are getting their self-esteem back. We find them a place to live. We get them a job. We help them. Families are getting back together. All these great success stories coming out of Chapman Partnership. And yet, with this homeless problem being so bad, we need your help. Chapman Partnership's been around 25 years and got some real successful and great people working with it. But we still need your help. Join me at WQM as we help support families at Chapman Partnership throughout November. Go online in December. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org/donate. Your generosity at Chapman Partnership sure makes a big, big difference for a lot of people. If you can help, you want to get involved, that's chapmanpartnership.org/donate. Thank you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Darn, Hollywood, I apologize, man. We're running super late, and I was waiting for Hyde to just explode, and we didn't get anything worked out. I apologize to all the UM fans out there. We didn't get done.
All right, great. We go to college football for our first headline here, Joe. And any idea which game was the most watched of the college football season this past weekend?
Michigan, Ohio State. It's got to be the big dog, yeah.
16 million viewers tuned in to watch that game. Now, I must remind you guys, that is like
that
half.
Right?
Yeah, wow. That's like half of what the NFL games got on Thanksgiving.
No.
Remember,
whatever you say.
Had an average viewership. We did that story yesterday of 29.7 million.
Well,
still 16 million is a big number.
Listen, there are a lot of professional sports would love to have
right.
What that Ohio State Michigan game. There'd be a lot of sports making a lot more money through TV revenue if they could pull that. And by the way, is it just me or a lot of people going to be watching Georgia and Alabama?
Yeah, I would assume that's going to get some pretty heavy ratings too.
Yeah, I'll watch.
Kirby, Nick.
That'll be good.
Nick Kirby. Can't wait to see that.
All right, Chad Johnson is making headlines again as he gave another very generous tip. So he was hanging out at Bar Louie in Tampa, and on a $100 bill that he racked up there at the bar, he added a $1,000 tip to a single mom who was his waitress that night. This is a really nice story. It said that she could use the money to
he's a good dude.
Have a nice Christmas Ocho. With her son. Like man. This is Chad Ochocinco is a good dude.
Chad Ochocinco is what he does, and whatever you thought of him as a player, because some of the people thought the clown show and what happened the way it ended with Miami was obviously on Hard Knocks, so we got to live it and how awkward it was. But he's really a good dude.
Yep.
I don't think he's got a bad bone in his body.
If you didn't spend like 80 minutes interviewing Dave Hyde, we could play that clip, but we don't have any time.
Yeah.
And finally here today, the house from Home Alone. You ever seen Home Alone?
Yeah.
I know you have, Zach. I was asking him in there.
You don't think I've seen that show?
I think Joe's seen Home Alone.
Did you say that show?
I've seen the movie.
Okay. You just called it a show. Anyway, you can
smartest
go on.
Guy in the room every time.
Oh, I don't do anything smart. Always. I just don't think you've seen the movie.
Why would you think I haven't seen it?
Do you know who one of the bad guys is?
I don't know what the guy's names are, but of course I saw that. I've seen it a couple
of
times.
He's in all of your mob movies. One of the robbers.
Woody, you got limited time.
Oh, man, you suck. It's Joe Pesci.
Joe, yeah.
Anyway, you can go on Airbnb, and they are going to be renting out the Home Alone house.
The McAllister house?
You got to go. Well, they're only doing it for one night. You have to go on December 7th at 2 o'clock Eastern, and the house will be available for one night the following week. And apparently they're going to have, like, booby traps all over the house and stuff. It looks the same as it did from the movie.
That's actually pretty cool. It's going to be expensive, though. Someone's going to bid a lot on that.
That was a
no, you don't bid on it. You just basically win it. It's $25.
It? Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on Airbnb. It's $25.
Wow.
But it's only for one night, so I think you have to win it.
Wow.
Right. Wow. McAllister house.
You got anything else for us?
No, that's it. I know you want to talk some tennis here.
I do, actually. Do we have Lou with us, or are we going to get him? We're going to go ahead and get Lou Brewer with us, tournament director for the Orange Bowl International Tennis Championship that's getting ready to take place. It's been a big event going way back. Some of the greatest players to ever play have played down here. For Roger Federer talk about it when it was in Dade County. It's no longer in Dade County. It's now in Plantation. It has been. So we're going to get Lou on for a couple minutes here to talk a little bit about it. Some of the best boys and girls in the world will all be here, or they're actually already here as the tournament's getting ready to start at Central Park in Plantation as we welcome in the tournament director, Lou Brewer. Lou, good morning, and thanks for being with us for a couple minutes.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
I'm doing great. Lou, talk about it a little bit. Tell us about the tournament, when it starts. Do we have most of the top-ranked players going to be there?
Sure. The tournament starts this weekend with qualifying matches Saturday and Sunday, and the main draw starts on Monday. This is the 75th anniversary of the Orange Bowl International Tennis Championships. Yeah, 75 years. Started by old Eddie Herr over on Miami Beach, 1947. Eddie was a dry cleaner over there and wanted a tournament for his daughter, so he started this this event.
Well,
75
thank you.
Years
yeah,
later.
Thank you.
Most, yeah. It's the most famous tennis tournament, junior tennis tournament in the world, you know. So we do have a lot of really good players in the tournament this year. You know, on the boys' side, a couple of Americans at the top. Samir Banerjee, who is the 2021 Wimbledon junior champ, is in the tournament, probably will be the top seed. Local boy Bruno Kuzahara, he's a Coconut Creek kid, so we wish him good luck. And, you know, Leo Borg, who is Bjorn Borg's son. Everybody remembers.
Oh, of course.
Bjorn Borg
so he's got a kid. His kid's really good. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Next thing you're going to be telling me Roger Federer's funny. Kid's good or something. Jeez, man.
There are a few more years away from that. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. You know, Federer was our champ in 1998. And, you know, that was the year that the night before the finals, he bleached his hair blonde. Nobody recognized him the morning he came in to play the final match. It was pretty funny. Well, we've got, you know, a lot of good girls. Five of the top 10 girls in the world are in the tournament, including the Frubatovic sisters from the Czech Republic. Linda is ranked number 8 and Brenda number 9. So it'll be interesting to see those sisters battle it out at this year's tournament.
So we just want to tell everybody, especially obviously, you got to love tennis. I mean, it's a little self-serving. I love tennis, but get out to Central Park Plantation and see them along with all the schools that'll be out there recruiting these kids. Only to find out most of them are going to be turning pro in the next couple years. But come on out to the Orange Bowl International Tennis Championship at Central Park Plantation. Go up and have Lou Brewer buy you a burger out there and a soda. Lou, you're
a good man.
I'll do it. Hey, Lou, thank you.
Admission is free.
All right. That's, and by the
thank
way, that's good news. I appreciate you coming on, Lou. Thank
nice
you.
Stuff, Lou.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
See you later.
All right. Thank you.
Look at that.
The Frank Beltre Tennis Center is fantastic out there.
By the way, do you feel...
I'm not saying I play out there.
No,
at all.
No. It's not it's like
not
your home court or anything like that. But...
not like I paid a... play there for the last 30 years.
Does it make you feel older and older when you start hearing about kids and they're in these tournaments?
It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it is crazy. All right. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Coming up here in this 8 o'clock hour, Tyler Van Dyke, ACC Rookie of the Year. Man, what a year he put together when it looked like it was going to be over. And your number one quarterback goes down, only to find out you got one of the top young quarterbacks in the country. How about that story? Manny's going, yeah, nobody's talking about that. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Hey, listen, we got great news, got great SUVs, the midsize, the small, and the big boys. Never look better than they are right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. And I always start with the big guys, and why not? I drive one of the big guys, and I love my Tahoe. A lot of you that are in Tahoes and Suburbans know what I'm talking about, but yeah, they got a brand new look in 2021 and have more space. And anytime as a big guy I hear more space, I'm happy because I like having all that space. I do, and man, it's so comfortable. They're so fun to drive. And then the midsize SUV, it doesn't feel like it when you see the space on that new Traverse. And by the way, even though it does have a lot of room, you're thinking, okay, is it a box? No, it's got one of the best looks of the SUVs we have. It's fantastic, spacious enough to accommodate the big family. And then how about our smaller SUVs like that Equinox, even the Trailblazers right now? I bought a Trailblazer. I bought a Trailblazer last weekend. I love it. It is fantastic. I couldn't believe the room to drive around in it. It's my daughter's, but listen, I'm enjoying it, and you're going to enjoy it too. And then Silverado trucks. If I ever talk about Chevy and don't mention a Silverado truck, I should be fired. Let me just tell you, they're great. Strong, durable trucks, perfect for your lifestyle. We got all kinds of them. Hey, don't take it from me. If you got some time and you're starting to look around, we've got convenient locations all over South Florida. Dade Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love. See the best products we've ever had at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.